Mickey, a British Fast Five tournament. As a player, what does that mean, having that level of support?
I think it just shows that, you know, the exposure that we've had over the past couple of years from Sky Sports has done its job. The sport is ready for this, absolutely. I mean, we've been fully committed to this sport. Well, certainly I have for the past 6-7 years, and our commitment is there. That's why we train full-time and play full-time. And all we've needed is just a company or a business to show that financial backing and show that they value the sport as much as we do. And that's exactly what Matchday have come in and done. So couldn't be more grateful for them and their support and their financial backing. And now it's our job as players to go out there and do them justice.
It's a new tournament at the O2 in London. It's going to be taking place on the 23rd of September, live on Sky as well. How good are things like that to help promote netball even more?
It's literally a dream come true for a player like me. If you don't have that international exposure, then you don't have the opportunity to play at a venue like the O2. I mean, that's just beyond any of my wildest dreams. And now that's been made a possibility. And to potentially play in front of that many people and to have a financial gain in terms of a prize money up for grabs as well, I think that's never happened before in my playing career. And maybe, you know, the next generation of players, when they look at us Super League players and say, oh, I want to be like one of them one day, maybe they can actually start thinking, I want to be a fully professional netball player, which has never been in my realm of possibility before. Maybe that is now actually a possibility.
And I mean, Barry doesn't go into these kind of things lightly. So is backing and the promise to show this around the world in something like 130 countries,
that won't do
any harm?
No, exactly. And I mean, Barry is an absolutely fantastic businessman. He is as cutthroat as he sounds, but as you say, he definitely wouldn't put his money into something that he didn't back 100% and he didn't think was a viable business option. So, you know, he's been involved behind the scenes in the past 6 years with England Netball. This conversation has been going on. So he's been there for a very, very long time, since before this whole women's sport movement begun. So he's watched it grow from strength to strength, and it's now at a point in time where he feels that he could get involved and maximise its potential. So we're so grateful to have Barry involved, and we just want to do him justice. Barry is a fantastic businessman, as I've said. He is a wonderful individual, perfectly pleasant. We both grew up in the East End of London, so we have a lot of similarities. He doesn't mince his words at all, but you know, I love that as a person, and you definitely know where you stand. And as I say, there is no way he would put money into a business that he did not think there was some longevity in. So that's really good props to England Netball, and just for the netball community as a whole, that we've managed to get this backing.
And being shown worldwide.
Oh yeah, I mean, he's fully gone out and said that this will show in 130 countries across the world. That's more than in the NBA. So that is just how big we are talking about taking netball. So who knows what could happen?
Well, we just need you at Storm for a couple more seasons yet, all right?
Oh, I haven't got any plans to go anywhere.
The prize money as well, it's serious business. Something like £100,000 prize fund?
Yeah, in total, that's what it will be. And how great that we're even having a conversation about that kind of money being thrown into the mix of netball. That's never happened before. So this is absolutely huge. We cannot underestimate how important it is that us as a netball community get behind this event. We must sell tickets. We have to show the popularity that we've had for the past 6 years.
You've done the showcase events, Super 10, London Live, and obviously the O2 is just going to be another example of taking that and taking it a bit further as well?
Oh yeah, I mean, us as players live for the big occasions. That's exactly why we train so hard and we give up so much time. You know, as much as we love playing in our home venues, there is nothing like winning against a rival team in front of thousands and thousands of people. So to even imagine the moment where a team is going to go ahead and win that Fast Five championship in front of as many thousand people that can fill the O2 with a prize up for grabs, I can't even imagine that.